So the information we're giving is important so that you could relate these three books together. Chapter 6, in the opposition, well, let's look over chapter 4. Verse 6, after Cyrus died, the next king that came, the Bible doesn't call him Cambyses, but the Bible call him in verse 6, in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign. Now, this Ahasuerus is also known as Cambyses in secular history. He was king number 2, and he is not, I repeat, he is not the same king as the one in Esther, who is also called Ahasuerus. That's serious. And a lot of scholars, now there are a few commentaries that I have checked up, and they have put the same, just because they got the same name, they tie them together. But it cannot be. The reason being is that until after Ezra show up, there are two ways scholars deal with it. Let me tell you how the scholars deal with it. The first thing is that some scholars take Ahasuerus to be the same as the Ahasuerus in the book of Esther, but they have a big problem. Their problem is that the feast of Esther, which should have taken place in the Irish time, is never mentioned. And secondly, it doesn't tie up with Josephus' records and the other records that are present among the Jews. Because the feast of Esther came out much, much later. So because of that problem, you know, it's not one of the major views of scholars. The second view, which is also not too comfortable, is that they interpret chapter 4 as saying that actually, you see, that the Ahasuerus and the Artaxerxes came after the Darius. But somehow in the records, they came before him. Just for sure. And the meaning is that after the Darius, then these other two kings came and the persecution was there. It was a mention ahead of time. Possibly, but then it's not likely, for it says that there seems to be a continuation even in the verbs. That is a continuation of kings. So that's where I tend to lean more to the third basic interpretation, that Ahasuerus is the other title for Cambyses. Right? King number 2. The third king is called Artaxerxes. In secular history, he is known as Gautama. Gautama. It would be quite easy for us to remember, right? Gautama. And after Cyrus died, in Ahasuerus and Artaxerxes' time, Artaxerxes the first, there was opposition. In fact, they wrote to Artaxerxes, the people who opposed the building of the temple in Jerusalem, wrote to Artaxerxes and told him that the Jewish people are trying to rebel against you. It was all false, actually. And said, please check your records. You'll find that in the records, the old history of this Jewish city is that it has always been a rebellious city and that it is always going against your government. He wrote to Artaxerxes. And then what happened was that Artaxerxes checked the historical record and said, it is true. And the command came for Artaxerxes and told the Jewish people to say, do not build. And the whole work ceased. In chapter 4, 24, the whole work ceased. Until the fourth king came. And the fourth king is here, Darius the Persian. Darius the Persian. Under the fourth Medo-Persian king, Darius the Persian, Zerubbabel and Joshua succeeded in completing the temple that King Cyrus commanded them to start. Right? So it took four kings, a period of time of nearly 20 years. Some of the kings have very short lives. nearly 20 years before the temple was completed. That was in chapter 6. And it was completed in the reign of Darius. So about three plus kings reign that they complete the temple building. And then there is a big gap that we need to know between the end of chapter 6 verse 22 and chapter 7 verse 1. Between chapter 6 verse 22 and chapter 7 verse 1 is a gap of about 60 years. Long reigns of two kings. After Darius came the king called Xerxes. X-E-R-X-E-S. Xerxes. Now this Xerxes who came after Darius, his other name that the Bible records is Ahasuerus. To us, it would be Ahasuerus number 2. And that would be the same king that you read about in the book of Esther. So the story of Esther, ladies and gentlemen, comes between chapter 6 verse 22 and between chapter 7 verse 1. Somewhere between there comes the book of Esther. After the story of Esther and the reign of the king called Xerxes and the Xerxes or Ahasuerus, as we call him, comes forth this another king, and this other king is what we know as Darius. Again, Darius number 2. Darius number 2. After Darius number 2 comes Artaxerxes number 2. And this chapter 7 verse 1, chapter 7 verse 1 is the Artaxerxes number 2. Which means that chapter 7 verse 1, this Artaxerxes king of Persia was two kings after Esther's king. Different Artaxerxes. So don't ever see Artaxerxes and put all the same. There are three Artaxerxes in history. And the others that are on record, they're not so important, but just for information, after this Artaxerxes number 2 came Xerxes number 2. After Xerxes number 2 came Darius number 3. After Darius number 3 came another two Artaxerxes. Two. One, you know, Artaxerxes and Artaxerxes. And which would be officially Artaxerxes number 2 and Artaxerxes number 3. Right? And, right? Number 3 and 4, alright? And go mix up with so many of them. Then comes the Darius, and then that completes the other kings. But what is important for us in this study is this, that we could place where each story occurs. This chapter 7 verse 1, the Artaxerxes that we read about in chapter 7 verse 1, is the same Artaxerxes as Nehemiah's Artaxerxes. Right? So we could place the whole story. Let me just repeat for those who, you know, couldn't catch. Number 1 was Cyrus. He did the story in chapter 6, chapter 1 verse 1. And then, under the number 2 and number 3, who is called in the Bible Ahasuerus and Artaxerxes. Secular history called him Cambyses and Gautama. And there was opposition. And the work ceased. Then under number 4, called Darius the Persian. Darius the Persian, we have what we call the work began and it was completed. And after Darius the Persian, there's a big gap between chapter 6, 22 to chapter 7, verse 1. Between that big gap are two kings that we could call them Xerxes or Ahasuerus of Esther, the same king as Esther, and then the other Darius, and then followed by the Artaxerxes. So chapter 7, verse 1 was the next Artaxerxes, two kings after Esther. And that Artaxerxes is the same Artaxerxes as Nehemiah's Artaxerxes, except different year, right? So we got it all planned out together. Later, when we study the New Testament, we'll do the same thing for Paul's epistles. It'd be interesting to find out where and when we could put Paul's epistles so that when you read, you could see the continual flow, which part it came in his life. But this is where historical records come into being. So in having placed all these historical records, we will now bring forth the spiritual implication. You see, in the first six chapters, it is one period by itself with a break of about 60 years, followed by the other story of Ezra under King Artaxerxes. And King Artaxerxes in chapter 7, verse 1, sent forth Ezra with a different command. The temple was already built, but the people were not ready. The priests were not cleansed. So under Zerubbabel and Joshua the priest, you have the building of the temple, six chapters in Ezra. And under Ezra the scribe and the priest, we have the cleansing of the people, the ministers of God, the priests of God. And it's so clearly divided that there is a certain spiritual truth we need to understand that is recorded here by the Holy Spirit. These two periods speak about the former reign and the latter reign, which we all look forward to in what is coming forth in our last days. In prophetic significance, the former reign speaks about the beginning of the revival in the book of Acts. And the latter reign speaks primarily about the last day revival. Of course, we know that the last day revival includes the former reign, where the former reign and the latter reign comes together. And what's important for us is this. Looking at the story of Ezra, we realize here that what Ezra did and what Zerubbabel did and what Joshua did prepared that great temple right on to the renovation in Herod's temple and his contributions there, and he make it bigger and bigger and more dignified looking, so that it's called Herod's temple. It prepared for Jesus' first coming. And we realize that what happened in the coming of the church age in Acts chapter 2, right up to the conclusion of the church age at the end of the Gentile period, is called the revival of the former and the latter reign. And so what we have in this tremendous book is a revelation of God regarding what will take place in some of the things as the revival draws nigh. And a sign that you can see in Ezra's time was that when Ezra was bringing all the people together, one big sign was a heavy rain that kept pouring, especially recorded by the Holy Ghost during that time. And the first revival talks about rain too, where Haggai, in Haggai chapter 1, prophesied to them and told them, you did not see rain. There was drought when they didn't seek the kingdom of God first. So as we look at that whole move of God, we see in the book of Ezra, chapter 1,